Welcome to the Sowing Hope Podcast. This is a show all about implanting hope in our hearts. I'm Bill Snyder, joined by my friend Ann DeSantis. We're glad you're here for our uplifting conversation about faith and how it sustains our hearts through all the seasons of life. Thanks for walking with us. Hey everybody, thanks so much for joining us here on our second episode of Sowing Hope, the Sowing Hope Podcast. And we are so very excited that you have tuned in live here on Podbean to be able to interact with us and talk with us. But before I bring my co-host Ann DeSantis in on the air this morning, I want to answer a question that is actually from one of my friends. They were listening to this podcast and they were saying, hey, why are you calling it Sowing Hope? S-E-W-I-N-G instead of S-O-W-I-N-G, like the sowing of the good seed in the gospel. And so I answered them privately, of course, but I think it's important that I repeat that answer publicly on the air for each and every one of you listening, just to give it some context, because some people might think this is like a knitting group or something. It is not. There's no knitting group going on here. As much as I loved learning how to do some knitting projects with my great-grandmother in her bedroom at my grandparents' house as a child, and I have those fond memories, this is not about sewing in any way, shape, or form, other than a spiritual sowing, and it comes from my tagline for the ministry. Patrick Hart Ministries' line is "Sowing Hope into Broken Hearts," and the reason why I use that term SEW is because I actually have patches sewn into my heart, physically sewn into my heart to keep it beating. There's needle and thread that was used to hold these patches in place. So I truly have a patchwork heart, and my ministry seeks to sow patches of hope into people's hearts. And so thus I used the term sowing hope instead of S-O-W, that sowing. But it's still used in that same context to sow hope, to spread hope around the world. And so here we are on Sowing Hope, the Sowing Hope Podcast. And I'm just very excited because I see so many of you have tuned in and are listening live, and just want to remind you, you can send us a message, you can follow us, you can actually even request to come on the air with us and ask a question. But if you do decide to do that, please input your message and what you'd like to say on the air before you come on the air, just so we can be semi-prepared, or at least know what you're going to ask and say. And again, please abide by all the guidelines on Podbean as well. That's super important to abide by the guidelines of, you know, no profanity, no hatred, no bigotry, nothing like that. I mean, that's the antithesis of what we're doing here anyway. So please abide by the guidelines of all that. Otherwise, we'll have to disconnect you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we really are excited you're here. Ann, I'm glad you're here. How is everything going out there in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia area, I should say, today?
It's very well, honestly. I mean, I think we have had such a wonderful winter, meaning that it's been mild. So yes, I would say things are well out here. And tomorrow is the first day of Lent, actually Ash Wednesday. So that's an exciting time. Maybe exciting isn't the right word, but a time of waiting, right? And coming closer to God. So today is what, as they say, Fasnacht Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
Donut.
whatever. We're going to party it up, right? Eat all the sweets mm-hmm. today, because tomorrow you get one meal, one meatless meal, right?
That's right.
So yeah. Speaking of Ash Wednesday, speaking of Lent, how what do you have anything that you're planning on doing this Lent? Have you thought about anything that you're planning on doing extra or special? You know, it's kind of that time of year when we get a chance to do something extra for the Lord. I mean, of course, it's alms, prayer, and fast. You know, fasting and all that. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting—the three big pillars in Lent. But you know, anything you guys planning on doing special?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably like some of those typical people who wait to see how the Holy Spirit moves me. But giving a little plug to a friend who you may know, Gary Zimak.
Oh, yeah.
Giving up worry for Lent. You know, he wrote the book. And so, I mean, that's always a good thing, is just, you know, giving those daily worries about whatever it is. You know, I mean, here we are sowing hope. Part of that is what you just described about your what you have dealt with, Ethan, with health conditions and such. So I think those are always issues that we can put aside and just trust God that we'll be led every day, whether it's a health worry, financial, family, anything like that. So just giving it to God. So I'm really going to try my best to do that every day. I think for me, always it's praying more. I mean, every year I just want to pray more. You know, get closer to God, because he really is our best friend. And so that's my goal, is just to come closer to the Lord during this time and beyond, because yeah, it's a lifetime thing, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it really is. As you mentioned that, you know, one of the things that I think is super important to keep in mind is that, it's something we can build on and keep going in our life. You know, it's a lifelong thing. So something that you're going to give up for Lent, when they talk about, you know, I don't know how many emails I get from Dynamic Catholic that says, do not give up chocolate for Lent. You know, I get so many of them in my inbox. You know, kudos to Matthew Kelly and his organization. But the idea is that it's not something that you give up temporarily and you go back to. It's something that, you know, remains with you. So if it's praying more or doing a new devotion or doing a new novena or doing something that is going to add to your spiritual life, that you continue doing it through the Easter season and all the way through the rest of your life. Now that's a pretty big challenge. I mean, you know, I can count on one hand the number of times I've added something into my routine that has lasted my entire life when I started it during Lent. But the idea is that we make that concerted effort to do that, you know, and it's like a more prayerful version of the New Year's resolution, right? You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop doing this, you know? So I just think being able to, develop a practice, you know, for me, I've thought about the other week, I ordered my wife and I ordered a stationary bike, those spinner bikes, because both of us definitely need to get back into shape. And speaking of that, I made the phone call for my annual appointment with my cardiologist yesterday. I have to, you know, have the annual appointment, and of course they always ask, you know, how, you know, what are you doing physically, how are you acting? And I'm thinking, you know, I haven't done so very well with the whole, like, getting on the stationary bike that I ordered 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago and doing it, you know, three or four days a week. So I said to myself, you know, this morning or even last night, I was looking at the bike, which sits in my office right next. I mean, I can literally get on the bike right now and do this podcast from the bike. I'm not going to, but I could. And, I'm sitting there going, I need to do that for Lent. You know, I need to get on the bike at least a half hour and just start pedaling for a half hour, you know, 3 days a week for at least during the Lenten season, so that I can, you know, develop the practice, hopefully to continue it, you know, through the summer and get back in shape. So, I mean, that's something that you know, I can challenge myself to do, that again lasts with you beyond just the season of you know, Lent. What am I going to give up? I'm going to give up my laziness. You know what I mean? What am I giving up for Lent? You know, laziness. So giving up something that lasts, and, you know, it brings, you know, me hope for the future that I'll be healthy, you know, that I'll be healthy, that my heart will be in shape.
Mind, body, spirit, right?
Exactly. you know, God gifted us with this beautiful body, right? To be able to be able to, you know, live and breathe and have being inside of this unique creation, and we've got to take care of it, and it's difficult to do. So I will allow anybody listening. We've got quite a few listeners. I'm very impressed here for our second episode to have some listeners here that have popped in on the show. I just want to encourage you you're more than welcome to hold my feet to the fire on Facebook and whatnot. Hey, how have you gotten on the bike this week? No, Bilbo. Okay, get on the bike. It's fine. you're more than welcome to do that and interact with us on our station. So absolutely. Thanks so much for being here with us. I'd love to know what you're going to give up for Lent too. I mean, if you've got a little thing, send us a message or whatever. We'd love to know what some of the things you might be giving up for the Lenten season are. In addition to that, Anne, should we, you know, talk about? I know we were talking about, just the general theme of hope. And we called it Sowing Hope, which I think is so important for our listeners to continue.
I think it's a perfect time, Bill, because here we are, like we said, Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. I mean, what other time of the year is faith really pronounced even to the general public, even to people who don't think about faith? You know, we're out getting ashes and, you know, maybe going to mass or church services. So, I think it's a great time for us with this podcast to bring that to the forefront because, you know, we live in a world that's, you know, I think people can become and we can become too wrapped up in the material ways of the world. But when we focus on the spirit and we focus on that relationship with Christ at this time of year, makes all the difference to bringing that joy back into our lives. Because even though Lent is a time of sacrifice, it's also a time of joy because we're walking with God, you know, so I just bring that to everyone, just thinking and reflecting on the fact that it's a time for us to grow closer to Him right now. And just grateful, grateful because prayer doesn't have to be long and drawn out, right, Bill? I mean, it can be something, a shout out. Like I said at the beginning of this program, Lord, hear our prayer. Help us with the audio.
Yeah.
All right. Please help us.
Yeah. And so, it works. It works. Prayer works. I mean, we have a great sounding podcast right now. It's it's sounding very, very good. With the technology, at least we think so. If it's not, please let us know. But at least we think that it's coming across clear to you. But that's the point is prayer works. It doesn't have to be long. It can even be action oriented. Prayer can be an action. I was thinking about this. I'm getting ready to put together a parish mission all the way out in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, which is a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. And it's very interesting because I was, kind of writing the talks last night and writing them out. I've been writing them in my head for quite a bit of time, but writing them out on paper is a little different. And I was thinking about the action. You can offer something up, right, for as a prayer, like much like we do during Lent, giving up something. But we can also, offer up the actions of, the little flower went even so far to say picking up trash on the ground, if offered to God as a prayer,
Yes.
If picking up trash on the ground is a prayer toward God, and you're offering that up for the Lord, He will use it. God uses prayer. God uses the prayer of our lives to impact sometimes ourselves, sometimes our loved ones, sometimes people who we have absolutely no idea, are being affected. It could be over in the Congo. We could be praying for somebody in the Congo by our actions and offering it up to God. And saying, God, use this however you desire for this to be used. Use it however you desire for my prayer, for my offering to be used, use it for you. You know, of course, we can pray with intention, and we should pray with intention for our loved ones and family members and those who have passed before us. We should definitely be praying for that and using that as a prayer. But I think, you know, offering our whole day for God to use as He wills. I mean, what a beautiful way to do such, right? I mean, I just think that's a really good, you know, practice to get a hold of, especially during Lent. God, I just offer you this whole day.
Yeah, that's I love that. And I think as we go about in our day, one of the big things, Bill, I think you would agree, is just patience. Because how often in our heads and in our hearts, you're having a conversation with someone and, you know, you get a little angry or, you know, want to make sure they understand exactly what you meant. I know that I do that. And even in the house here with my husband and my kids, you know, and but sometimes, you know, turning around and saying, you know what, I'm going to let this go. Right. That's an offering up to God, too, is just saying, let this conversation die. We don't need to drag this thing out to say who was right, who was wrong, but just moving on to the next topic. Right. I mean, as simple as that sounds, it's not so simple. Right?
No. I wish it was. I really wish it was at times. But you're exactly right. Being able to say, God, I just give it up and have the patience. I mean, patience is, I think, is one of the big things that our society struggles with. I mean, just in general, because, man, you know, society says our world is so busy, you know. I mean, we constantly get something thrown in front of us every 5 seconds. I mean, on the way to work, I mean, this was 5 or 7 years ago. The statistics are from 5 or 7 years ago, but the average person sees 3,000 impressions of billboards and bumper stickers and, you know, signage on their way to work during their commutes. So, I mean, if you're seeing 3,000 things for instant gratification, you know, get your McDonald's burger here, get your, you know, six pack of cigarettes over there, get your, you know, favorite type of beer here. I mean, this is what we're seeing constantly, you know, the, not even to mention all the political bumper stickers, not to mention everything else you're seeing on your way to work. You know, it becomes like, oh, I can just pull over and grab that. You know, I can just pull over and grab myself the cheeseburger, and I've got it, I'm good, I'm satisfied, you know. And so therefore we don't have, you know, this patience is, you know, kind of foreign to us. It's definitely foreign to me, you know. I mean, I want everything to be, you know, right now, you know. God slowed me down this last week. I mean, He slowed me down this last week, after I got in a little minor, you know, car accident where I couldn't go very, you know, can't go very far. My car still works. It's great, but I don't have the confidence to take it forever. You know what I mean? So Bill's at home, you know, and he's working at home. He's like, I was like, okay, I'm going to show you patience, because you can't, you know, drive from here to, you know, half an hour Ubering all around the whole city and doing that. You just can't right now. So God gives us those lessons. I mean, yeah, it's not, it's unfortunate that there's a lot of, you know, not nice things about it, but the idea is, God uses it. He uses it to say, okay, Bill, you know what? You need to slow down. You need to work on your mission. You need to work on these podcasts. I'm calling you to do something different right now. And recognizing that is a mature thing to do. It's a beautiful thing to do.
It really is. I mean, I appreciate your mentioning all that. And as you were talking about the advertising world is, I mean, you know that I actually do some of that on a part-time basis, because I'm, it's really more of a hobby for me, but 50 plus model actress, and I've done a lot of work in the commercial world. And as you just said, it's and really what it is, what it comes down to, the advertising world, is it's an image, and the image that they're trying to portray is that of perfection. And you know, that's something that I learned being involved with it, is that perfection that's sometimes put out there is not really realistic.
Right.
And it takes a long time for them to get an image of what exactly what they want in order to attract people to whatever that is, whatever product that is. But, you know, the real world is different. And you and I know that. I think our listeners know that, that, you know, the world that we live in, you know, living every day and trying to do God's will is sometimes difficult. And we got our hands in the dirt, you know, I mean, we're working. And it's not all about perfection when it comes to the living of the virtues of life, is it? I mean, it's a fight, right? We're in a fight with God and trying to do his will for others. So just to keep that in mind, you know, and sometimes when we see images of TV and advertising, you know, and all of us, you know, look at advertisements and watch television for the most part, even if it's just a little bit, but just remembering that that world is not really what the real world, as they say, you know, it's a different world of trying to put out an image to people, perfectionistic image. So
yes,
that's kind of what I learned about it.
Yeah. I mean, your experience as, you know, a model being, in that world of advertising is such a, such a beautiful, thing. It's really beautiful, because you can speak it, and you just did speak to that, right? You just spoke to the fact that it, you know, these magazines, these online, different places, they all want you to have a, image. They want you to have an image that comes across as perfect. And guess what? You're not a perfect person, and neither am I.
No.
Right. And unfortunately,
first to admit that.
Right. But here's the thing, but and so am I. Like, I'm not perfect. I can actually point to it. I do not have a perfect heart. I am not perfect. My heart is imperfect, and it's inside my body. And it's still working, you know, but the idea is that the world wants to paint everything so perfectly. They want to make it look like, we are, you know, so perfect that we don't see the inside of the person that is broken. You know, we don't see the inside of the person that is hurting on the inside. You know, I mean, you can look at, you know, me completely dressed. I mean, you can look at my, you know, professional photo or whatever on my website, and you can see, okay, this dude looks like he's relatively normal, right? Well, you know, start talking to me, and seeing me interact with you, you realize Bill is not such a perfect person, you know. And
I'm just laughing because none of us are, you know.
No, I know, but you can, you know, I mean, I can take off my shirt and show you a gigantic scar that runs 12 inches down my chest, you know. And you know, I joke with my mom all the time. I always say the next cover on the cover on my next book is going to be a picture of my chest with my scars. She goes, please don't do that. You know, please don't take a picture of your ugly chest. You know, but the point is that it's about, you know, the imperfections, right? To be able to, for somebody to be able to see this imperfect person, you know, and that what is underneath, isn't always so flashy. It's not always so, it's not always so sparkling clean, and it doesn't have to be, because God can still work in the mess. God still works in the mess.
That's perfect. Yeah. And that's, I say the word that's perfect, but it's kind of ironic, right? What's imperfect is really what's perfect. So,
yeah. Well, and even, you know, this past Sunday, right? Even this past Sunday, where Jesus was saying, he went through the whole thing. How did the gospel end? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. On this past Sunday, right? Wasn't that the closing line of the gospel? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect this past Sunday?
I think so.
But what is he challenging us to? I mean, he was challenging us to the perfection, of what we're striving for, recognizing we're never going to attain it. But he was also talking about how the, you know, to turn the other cheek, you know, offer your cheek, go the extra mile, carry the pack the extra mile, right? All of those things he was talking about in the scripture, were then said, well, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So he's talking about the perfection of us as, the spiritual side of us should be perfect. He's not worried about the outside. He's talking about the inside of us always striving for a better person, right? And that's what, that's what we can, you know, start doing tomorrow is work on those parts of us to perfect the
the rough edges of our soul, you know, perfect the rough edges of our soul. We're beginning tomorrow with Ash Wednesday. That's a great time to start.
Yeah, have your donut today, but start to start tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
I'm gonna definitely start. Finish my Valentine's Day candy today. That way, I can get ready for tomorrow. But it's hard to believe, you know, we roll through 28 minutes so fast here, Anne. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It
flies by. Should we leave our listeners with just a few things as we wrap up? We're trying to keep these conversations roughly to a half hour. So, as I watch the timer go up to 28 minutes here, I just want to offer, us an opportunity to kind of wind up the episode. Should we, leave them with maybe something that, like one quick practical tip, of advice for Lent on how to make it great, for them? Is that a good thing to maybe do?
Yeah, I think what we said earlier that about patience is a good thing. And one thing, Bill, I think you would agree, is that lacking in our world is we have two ears and one mouth, and that's using those ears for others. And that's a way, it's an offering, as we were saying. It's just trying to listen. It's what people are doing right now, right? All 10 people or however many people are listening right now live. They're being great listeners. Keep it up.
Exactly.
Keep it up.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, definitely follow us. I mean, I'll just say the patience is a big thing. I'll second that. But also give up something practical. You know, if you're going to give up something practical, and think about what you can do. Take today, as you're eating your donuts and stuffing your face, to think about, what you can do, in a practical way to love people more completely. Cause that was in the gospel last Sunday. What can I do to love people more completely? And perfectly. So just take that to heart and think about that today and as you go into tomorrow. So as we wrap up, I want to remind folks that you can head over to our website, our websites, patchworkheart.org and andysantis.com for information about this podcast. In addition, we have a Facebook page now, so you can go to the Sowing Hope podcast page. Just go to Facebook and, you know, search that or like that or whatever. And then you can also follow us on Twitter. And I think, Anne, we both have Instagrams. I don't use my Instagram a ton. I don't know if you do, but I think we both have them. So you can always search out for our Instagrams as well. And let us know in between the weeks. We'll create a, did we create an email, Anne, for this?
Yeah, I think you did.
So
is it sowinghope at
Gmail, right?
patchworkheartministry.org?
Sowinghope at patchworkheartministry.org. So if you email that, patchworkheart.org. So if you go sowinghope at patchworkheart.org, that email will both hit Anne and I's inbox. It'll go to Anne and myself, and you can friend us and like us there, and send us a message and tell us what you want us to talk about. So, Anne, thank you so much for your time today, this morning, and talking with me, and doing the Advent prep here. It's so great.
It really is. And I thank everybody for joining us. And, you know, we'll keep each other in prayer. You know, isn't that what it's all about? It's about community here. We have a little community. So we invite you to come back, let your friends know about it. And I think, Bill, you and I talked about one of the things that we want to set apart from other podcasts and other shows is that we want it to be really personal and not just, it's not about Bill and I, it's about you. And it's about us trying to serve you through this podcast, through God. So, so thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
And thank you, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, until next time, from all of us at the Sowing Hope podcast, for Anne and myself, we are so blessed that you have decided to join us and continue to join us. So until next time, keep beating to your Catholic heart and sowing hope. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sewing Hope on Patchwork Heart Radio. For more information about this podcast and our ministries, visit our websites, patchworkheart.org and andesantis.com. You can also follow and interact with us on Twitter at PWH Ministry or andesantis2.